Thank you for sticking with me, Murphy Houston on Mile High Magazine, and joining me now, very excited to talk to a friend of mine, James Seneca, Officer James, or Jim as we call him, from the Aurora Police Department, and we're going to talk about cops fighting cancer. Jim, welcome back. It's been a long time since you and I've talked.
Yes, it's been a while, Murph, and I appreciate the opportunity today, and thanks again.
Well, this is amazing because I can remember when you first started Cops Fighting Cancer, you and I kicked it off here on Cozy, and we talked about what your idea was and how it was going to go, and here we are, what is it, 20 years now, and you're still doing it?
Yes, this is our 21st year. As you know, my passion is helping families with cancer, bringing awareness of that terrible disease, supporting our kids at Colorado Children's Hospital, and just trying to lend a hand and inspire people that are affected by this terrible disease. And as you know, maybe you remember, I had cancer,
right,
36 years ago. I had leukemia, and my odds were 30% to overcome that disease, and I did. And obviously, God had a calling for me, and here we are, 21 years later, still helping families in Colorado.
Well, it's amazing, because that was a scary time for you, Jim. I remember when you went through the leukemia thing, and we talked about that, and here you are, God's watching over you, and now you're helping so many other people. Way to go, buddy.
Appreciate it. And, you know, we all go through life, and it's been an amazing journey. It's been 21 years. I can't believe it's been 21 years already. So many stories, so many, unfortunately, some sad stories. Not every person or family makes it through. But, you know, if you can lend a hand or support a family that's going through a difficult time like that, it's all worth it. So you just do the best you can and share your testimony and share your story. And that's what we do. And that's what I do, is try to help somebody, inspire somebody to just make it one more day, one more week, and one more month. And then hopefully they can overcome their cancer.
Absolutely. And since you and I have talked, I've gone through breast cancer, which is unusual for a man, but it does happen. And I had it. And I know what that battle is like.
And I think I did hear about that. You reminded me of that, and it's not as uncommon as we think, and you know, affects our male counterparts like yourself. And,
right.
And how many years it has been? I'm not sure how many years you've been cancer free, but that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been about 10 years now. I've been blessed, so okay. I've been out on the trail like you, and just reminding men, hey boys, we can get this thing too. It's not just your wife or your girlfriend or whoever it might be. So take care of yourself.
Well, thanks, Murph. And that's, you know, unfortunately, we have to go through some difficult situation like that, like you did or I did, and then we use that opportunity to help others. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about cops fighting cancer. Let's dig into the days when you started it, and I remember talking about that and what your feeling was then and how it's grown now in 20-some years.
Yes, we started going to Children's Hospital in 2002. It started with a small idea that I had going to Children's Hospital when I was in Denver. And I invited a couple of different agencies, and we started going there in 2002 in December. And then it's grown from that, and we started the Long Blue Line year after year, and more departments wanted to get involved and going to Children's Hospital. And this coming December, December 7th, it will be our 21st year going to Children's Hospital. And again, like I talked about earlier, it's just trying to brighten their day, trying to, you know, support the staff there at Children's Hospital and support the families that are going through all kinds of things that are going on at Children's Hospital. And we've been doing that for 21 years coming this December. And that's over 8,000 kids that we have visited with
in
the past 21 years. So
yes,
that's an amazing, amazing achievement. And when we started this back in, that started in 2002, 2003, I heard about a story about a little girl, Brianna Roberts, who had a rare form of cancer. She had a tumor on her vaginal wall, and I just felt compelled. There's just no way I was just going to walk away from this. And we helped her with our first fundraiser, and we helped Brianna and her family. And matter of fact, she's a nurse now. She lives in North Carolina. She's a nurse. She's healthy. She's doing great. So miracles do happen, and I've seen some miracles. And that's how Cops Fighting Cancer got started in 2003, and we became a nonprofit organization. We've been helping families for the past 21 years.
Oh, so it's a good feeling, too. I have to back up when you just said 8,000 kids with cancer at Children's Hospital. I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the numbers, I started counting, 350, 400, 500 a year over the past 21 years. And we used to do Easter as well, and I couldn't do that. You know, I thought I was Superman in the beginning, but I'm not. And I stuck it. We just held it to 1 year Every Christmas, a couple weeks before Christmas, that's when we converge on Colorado Children's Hospital, and we've had a great relationship with them for the past 21 years. And like I said, that small event started 21 years ago with just a couple departments, and this year we're expecting about 40 different departments from across the state, and I believe, I know, and I'm pretty sure it's the largest law enforcement event in the state or this part of the country.
Oh, and maybe the whole country, my friend. Think about that.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. So what do you do when you get there? You're going to Children's Hospital Colorado. We all know them. They have a wonderful children's cancer department. I've done some things over there with their Christmas card campaign they've done over the years. And what do you do when you go there?
Well, it starts in the morning. We have a breakfast in the morning. We have some fellowship with all the departments involved and share stories. And, you know, I came up with an idea. And Bueller Companies is one of our main sponsors. We have breakfast at their warehouse. They have a gigantic space there for our event. And we have breakfast in the morning. And I started a donut eating contest about 5 years ago.
Oh, so my.
I know. Yeah, it's pretty funny. I don't partake because I got a lot to do. It's very funny. Just to have some fun, having obviously the cliche of cops and donuts. So we have fun with it, have a donut eating contest. And then we have a program, and we do a presentation to Children's Hospital and give them gift cards. So we give Children's Hospital about 350 $25 gift cards every year. Ever since COVID, we used to have toys. But since COVID, it's a lot easier and faster to give each patient a $25 gift card. And then from that point on, at 32nd and Airport from Bueller Companies, we go down Airport Boulevard, a long blue line, and then we go down west on Colfax, uh-huh. And then we converge on the front of the hospital, and then we will stand outside the hospital and visit with the kids and wave to them as we gather outside the hospital.
Well, how many police officers are involved at that point? I mean, it must be the parking lot's not that big right there in front of the hospital. They got the parking garage, but you got all the lights going and sirens and everything?
Exactly. So we have our goal this year is 40 departments. That's about 350 officers. That's about probably 250 police vehicles that are involved. That's why we call it the Long Blue Line. And we started this event. It was called the Cops Fighting Cancer Long Blue Line event. We changed it about 3 years ago. One of our officers, Joe Bumberger, passed away. He passed away in his sleep, and he played an intricate role in this event. And we now named it after Joe's passing in his memory because he played such a big role in our event. So it's also the Cops Fighting Cancer Joe Bumberger Long Blue Line event every year in his memory.
That's got to be awesome. I'll bet the excitement level at Children's Hospital Colorado at that point when you guys pull up, it can't be topped.
Well, I don't think it can be topped. So I try to top it every year. And, you know, with COVID hitting us in 2020, it kind of threw us a curveball. But we have not missed a year, even through COVID, even through not being able to visit with the kids. We still have made a donation to Children's Hospital every year for the past 21 years. That has not stopped us because we want to continue to support our families at Children's Hospital. We want to continue to support the hospital and the staff. And we also want to acknowledge that our law enforcement officers are in a tough situation in today's world.
Yes.
And that brings us together, and that makes us humbled and grateful for the position that we're in.
Oh, and those kids must just love you guys. Love you guys that are doing this.
They do. It's humble. Like I said, Murph, I mean, it's not only great for them, it's great for us. We're humbled by their gesture and their support. And I can't say enough about my city and my police department, the chief's office. They've been supporting our organization and our endeavor for the past 21 years. So, I mean, without that and without our volunteers and our traffic unit, this would not be possible.
Absolutely would not. We're talking with Officer James Jim Seneca from the Aurora Police Department. How long have you worked over there, Jim, in Aurora?
I'm getting up there, Murph. I'm going on 28 years and 35 years total in law enforcement experience. As you know, I'm from Buffalo, New York. I know we got a Buffalo connection with Van Miller and those people. So yeah, I mean I've been here 28 years in law enforcement for 35 years. So where has time gone? But yeah. Amazing stories, amazing people we've met over the years, and I mean, I could go on for hours just talking about the stories and the courageous stories and the will and determination these people have, especially kids.
And what a strength you project as police officers, because as I said, I've been over there to Children's Hospital Colorado doing things, and when you see the families and what they're going through, it's hard. It's hard to see that.
Right, and you go in there, you get humbled, and you think, my issues or my problems. You kind of start feeling sorry for yourself, and you go to Children's Hospital, and you get humbled. You know, I remember many years ago, probably over 10 years ago, I held a baby. That baby was only a month old, Murph. Only a month old that had cancer. That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
And her name was Lindsay. I don't know whatever happened to her, but what an honor and privilege I had to hold that beautiful baby. She was only a month old, and she had cancer already. So that doesn't make sense. So
I can't believe it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing to go through that, and you get humbled. I was just overtaken with emotion and just so grateful that I had that opportunity at that time. But there's many, many, many stories that I could share, but time is short.
And it's hard. It's just hard. But what is it? You must have a mission statement. We never talked about that. What is the mission statement for Cops Fighting Cancer?
Yeah, it's hope, support, and compassion. Really, you're giving these families hope, and you're giving them support. And it could be a monetary thing. It could be just going there, lending an ear, and you're lending some compassion. You're showing someone compassion that is going through a difficult time. Obviously, I'm more passionate about it, and there's some of our volunteers like you or somebody else that's gone through that battle. Right. You know what it's like to go through. I don't know what your situation was, whether it was chemo or surgery or whatever. Those are hard battles to go through. So when you go there and share your story and share your passion for helping families, it's all worth it. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. So where do you get all your funding? I mean, how can people help out? What do we do to take care of Cops Fighting Cancer to keep you going strong?
Well, you can always go to our Facebook page where, you know, go Cops Fighting Cancer, or you can go to our Instagram page, or you can go to our website at copsfightingcancer.org, or you can call me personally at 720-938-3810. We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for donations. We're always looking for other departments to get involved. We have about 30 departments as of today, so we're always looking for more departments. Our goal is to reach 40 different departments in Colorado. That'll be our largest event this year.
How far do they come from?
I've come in previous years from the Western Slope. I've had them come up from the mountain towns. They come down from Colorado Springs, out in that area, from north, east, west, north, and south. I mean, they come from all over the state. Whoever's available. I think the last couple years since COVID, a lot of departments are short on personnel. That's a challenge for different departments. So if they can send one representative or one patrol car, I would be happy with that. So I encourage all the law enforcement agencies in the state to give us a call.
So, Jim, what do you see in the future? What are your plans for Cops Fighting Cancer? I mean, you're not going to retire from this. You're not going to retire from being a police officer yet, are you?
Well, no, you know what, Murph? I'm going to take a year at a time. I get asked that question quite a bit, and, you know, this is a calling for me. I've talked about it before. This is something that God put on my heart to help families and inspire people. So I'm just going to tell you, 1 year at a time, it would be nice to pass this torch on to someone else and continue this tradition every year.
Yes.
You know, when you think about 21 years, I would like to make it 25 years total. So, you know what? All I can do is take it 1 year at a time.
Absolutely.
One day at a time, and, you know, and just do the best we can and see where this takes us. But we cannot do this without the community support. We can't do this without businesses and volunteers. In the beginning, I thought it was a one-man show. I thought I could do it. It doesn't work that way.
No.
Because you get burned out.
Yes, you need help.
Yeah. You need help from other people and from the community, and we greatly appreciate that support from the community.
Well, Jim, before I let you go, what date is the big event this year?
It's December 7th. It starts at 10 o'clock. Like I said, we have breakfast starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. So, it'll be our 21st year. I can't believe it's been 21 years.
I know.
And this will mark 21 years, and we were surpassed 8,000 kids visited over the past 21 years.
Well, Officer Jim Seneca, proud of you, my friend. Keep up the good work, and go on and go on and make kids better, make them happier.
Okay. Okay, Murph, I appreciate it. God bless you.
You
too.
Thanks again. All right, thanks for coming on. And you guys, thanks for listening to Mile High Magazine. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.